Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. How deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me on this April 29, 2018 day. It goes so quickly. Everything is always in a flux in this life. It's a very interesting living that we are in. I'm very grateful to have this time with you as we look at the truth. What is the truth? This is something that I think many people struggle with. I get a load of questions on this from people who have listened to the radio program and watch my TV programs. If you ever want to offer a question, you don't have to use your name if you don't want. I don't need to know where you live or whatever, but it would be nice if you shared all that. You can reach me at greg@aspire.org. It's real simple, greg@aspire.org. And you can always email me with your questions and comments. I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, I'm very grateful to be with you. You know my sponsors are the ones that make all this possible. Without their financial support, without their kindness, their generosity, their tenacity to do kind things, you would not be listening to this radio program. And I hope that those of you listening will join our sponsors and help us pay for airtime for TV, radio, and all the things we do on Aspire. Aspire is far bigger than just a radio and TV program. It reaches out into the community in many different ways. One of the most powerful is my hospice work. So without your support, none of this could happen. None of it. I hope that you will give consideration. Go to the website, if you would, please, at aspire.org, A-S-P-I-R-E.org, O-R-G. When you get there, you will see support. If you click on that, you will see a drop-down menu comes and says, why support Aspire? And if you click on that, you will learn many, many, many things about your donations and how beautiful they are and what they do to help people. People need help. They really do. We all need help, one way or another. And to have the honor of helping one another, that is a lifelong quest and something that should never be, taken lightly. I do not take it lightly, so I hope that you won't either. Enough said. Oh, by the way, for obviously your gift, your monthly or quarterly donation, you will get a lot of goodies. I mean, a lot of goodies. but you can read about that. Let's talk a little bit about the truth. When I was a little boy, I was fascinated with the whole idea of why we were here on this earth. I didn't understand why I was here. I had a lot of fears, I think, around death, believe it or not, and worrying about it. And I saw people suffering when I was a child, my grandparents and things like that. It was not a happy time, as it were, as I looked at people really struggling with their life. And as I watched and listened to all of this, many things became apparent to me. And one of them was, what is the meaning of all of this? To find the truth, the ultimate truth of why we are here, what we are all about. To me, this is an interesting way to live your life and to pursue the way. So I started reading books and things when I was probably around 8 or 9, started the quest, as it were. And this word truth kept coming up over and over and over and over again. But here's the definition that you get from the dictionary. It stinketh, as it were. That which is true or in accordance with fact or reality. A fact or belief that is accepted as true. What is that? I mean, what is that? A fact? Well, facts change, okay? And when facts change, then, you know, the truth would change. And reality, well, that's subjective. And everybody has their own reality and what they believe is going on or not going on. So This is the premise upon which we do work here and something for us to think about. Our first question comes from Karen in Los Angeles. She said, I listen to you quite often on TV and enjoy your program. Thank you. She says, I am interested in the truth. What, Greg, do you think is the truth, the ultimate truth? Is it subjective, Karen? Karen, I have no idea what the truth is because it is relative and subjective to a person and their relationship to consciousness. If you and I have a relationship with consciousness, if we are literally working upon ourselves and can understand the word consciousness, which is derived from being awakened, aware, then you have something. I think there are basic truths to this lifetime in this world. This world has basic principles and premises upon which we all live, move, and have our being in as we live here on Earth. These principles are things like, as you give, so shall you receive, the very simple one. That being the major premise, what do you give? What do you receive? What is it you have to give? Is it truth? What is it that we are truly giving when we are doing things like that? Another one is as within, so be the without. That would be a premise that we could say is a truth. As you are within yourself, so you will see the way of life, how life works. You will interpret it from the mental acuity that you have. And that is never going to be enough to understand life or to be in the flow of life. So there are so many different things going on in our living that the truth becomes subjective to whether or not you and I have achieved a sense of consciousness. Consciousness is an internal awakening, a spiritual awakening within. This awakening occurs as we meditate, as we drop mind, as we drop thought, as we drop what we call reality, as we drop fact, as we drop belief. We start to find the emergence of something far more profound that isn't a thought. And here is the trouble with the truth that I'm aware of. This truth that I am going to share with you is really quite simple. Truth can't be taught, it must be caught. It is not a matter of thinking. It does not have its premise in thinking. Thinking only makes things confusing. Thinking is not a bridge, but a barrier. And we miss what it is to truly understand the nature of truth because we want to put it in the form of thinking. And every time I think, I miss. So when I'm specific in my thinking and I'm trying to understand truth, I don't get it. I just simply don't get it. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any kind of impact on me. We are looking for things that make sense to us, Karen. And that's what we think is the truth. And the truth is anything that I think makes sense to me. So when I'm in my life, in my world, in my living, and I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm teaching what I'm teaching, if I hear myself and it doesn't make sense to me then or to the listener, then it isn't a truth. It could be a great truth. Let me give you one. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That is a great truth. Very great truth. See how you love and what keeps you from the journey. That is a great truth. But if you think about them, if you try to understand them through your intellect, through your mental premise of what you think is logical or rational, you're going to miss, because everybody's logic and everybody's reasoning is a little different based on genetics, based on the chemistry of our body, based on so many things that we miss. So how could I say what the truth is based on the premise of my thinking? As you grow deeper and deeper into meditation, the truth becomes more and more obvious, and it is not something that can be put into words. It is not something that you can understand through normal thinking, average thinking. The mental acuity of old Greg can't understand truth. The only truth he knows is what makes sense to his body, his mind, his thinking processes. But what if the truth is beyond his thinking? Now what do we do? What do we do when truth has more to do with the state of being that lives within us than the ideas we can think? Even think about the state of our being. It won't work. If you want to know the truth, you will have to learn how to be silent. It is in silence that we find the ultimate truth. The greatest teacher in the world is silence. And when I make silence the way, the truth, and the light of my living, then something of the other shore begins to arise, and we begin to see the meaning and the significance of everything that we're doing. Karen, I hope that helps. I can't know the truth until I become one with the silence of my being. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Jesse. He's a regular contributor. I hear you and cannot realize, as you say, what it means to awaken to the truth. Why am I having such difficulty in this process, do you think, Jesse? I want to make sure I really understand your question, Jesse. You say you cannot realize, you cannot maybe compute what it is that I am teaching. It is difficult to listen to someone like me. One foot on the earth, in the body, the other foot outside of that. It has been this way since I was a child. And like you and many other people, I betrayed that trust, that essence in me when I was younger. I didn't know what I had. I didn't know what it meant. I wanted to stay here on earth, but I didn't want to be of the earth. And so there were many inner battles I had to go through, both in my youth and my adolescence and my early adulthood. But as things start to unfold inside of you, as you stay with your practice, as you breathe, as you learn how to breathe, both when you are sitting formally and when you are not sitting formally, when you are working upon yourself, you begin to understand what that means to work upon yourself. It means to totally be in let go of the whole experience of the humanness of us and begin to expand beyond our humanness into the depths of love. When love is more important, Jesse, to you than the affection you may feel in your body, that is when something of the other shore is going to arise in you. Listen to me and try to understand. This whole thing that we are involved in called our life is truly about love. It is only about love. The greatest truth there is love. The greatest love there is truth. And these are things that stand apart from our psychology, our human body, our human emotions. These are things that stand in the breadth and the width of our beingness. And to come into that state of beingness where we totally let go of the fears and the doubts, the chain of command, as I call it, inside Gregory's brain, when we are willing to no longer go to that and live in that as a matter of belief or fact, when we are just in the silence, wanting nothing with all of our heart, as the Buddha said, we come into a place where we are reconciled. We are reconciled with what it means to be living and what it means to be human. They are two different things. The human cannot live. The human can only survive. We try to make it live. We think living is having gratification after gratification. And we take these gratifications and we build a human heart that is very frail and can be insulted and hurt. And it can banish you from the spiritual world very quickly. So you have the humanness of this. And then there is this great divinity that lives within us all, this great nobleness. It doesn't get a lot of airtime or airplay, as it were, in this world, but it does happen. And in human beings, it can happen in little brief moments. The problem is that we try to make the divine human. We try to make what is divine look very human and very real. It's not. Buddha referred to the human body, the human experience, like the foam that is on the ocean. As the waves crash in, it just disappears into the ocean. You are more than what your body can perpetuate through emotionality, through belief. You are far more. I am far more. We miss a great deal of this because we are so busy trying to perpetuate truth through the ambition of our ignorance. And because we tend to do this, we miss the meaning of each and every truth that comes by us. And truth is flowing within you. It is the ability, the acuity, to look at a situation and penetrate to its core. Not to condemn it, but to see its place in this earthly experience, how it works in its place, and how and why it is there to sustain the earthly experience which we are in. Now, once I understand this, and once you build your life around this, that is when you will realize what I am teaching, what I am trying to help you with here. I am not teaching a philosophy. I am not teaching a belief. I don't care about either one of those two things. They have no meaning to me. They have no truth. Deep within, what I am trying to get you to see is, if you penetrate beyond your mind, beyond the concepts of your thinking, if you can live beyond your psychology and be willing to have the experience that can occur only when you're not thinking, when you're not trying to understand, when you're not trying to realize, that is the moment it'll all happen for you. And it will happen in little spurts, and then it will happen in longer spurts, and then it will just happen. And it will sit in the midst of your being as the core of your life, and you will feel nothing but a tremendous sense of gratitude for everything that is trying to happen to you. To miss this, oh, it's a tragedy. But to awaken to this, to bring it in and allow it to transform you, to transcend this life, That is the art of being here on this earth. Jess, give up your thinking and trying to understand me through thinking. Listen to your heart of hearts, not your human heart, your heart of hearts. It will show you the way. It is the way. See how you love and what keeps you from the journey. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question. What is really the truth of life? I believe that none of us can know. Do you know? This is from John in New England. Greg and John cannot know the truth. Greg and John cannot know the meaning of truth. Greg can think he does. John can think he does. They can debate it if you wanted to debate it. But what good would that do? Everything in this life is subjective to either the state of my mind and my psychology or the state of my consciousness that I have cultivated through meditation. It is useless to me to have conversations about what is truth and what is not truth and blah, blah, because the whole thing is based on the premise, the conversation on what the mind can think, on the mental acuity of a human being. Now, our acuities are all different. There are some that move over in this direction, some that move in that. Most of our mental acuities have a lot to do with what we're afraid of. And a lot of my mental state, my psychology, is based in fear. The fear of death, the fear of failure, the fear of pain. So with that, it would be very hard to know the truth that would set you free. But it is possible to have all of that stuff going on inside our heads and sit in total silence, transcending our beliefs about what is truth, our beliefs about who and what we think we are, and to come into the very meaning of what it is to know the truth that sets you free. It can happen. It can happen at any moment. I have seen people who are not meditators at all. They never meditated at all in their life. But something stirred them, shocked them. What was it? Sometimes it was, I'm thinking of one specific thing right now, a car wreck that a friend of mine was in. And just before it all happened, you know, it turned into this slow motion thing. He suddenly realized the whole enchilada. He got it all. About his life, about why he was there, how this was working, why this was going on in his life. He got the whole enchilada. He got it in just a brief moment. His mind was so surprised, shocked, traumatized, you might say, at what was going on that his mind dropped. And all of a sudden, it was all there. In that moment, it was all there. It changed his life completely. I've seen it with other people. They're doing something and they're not paying attention. Something happens that is surprising, maybe unwanted, or maybe wanted even. Something wonderful. And all of a sudden, bing, the chain of thought, as I call it in me, the chain of command is broken. A reality has stepped in that has nothing to do with what my reality was or what I thought reality was. And bingo, there it is. You get the whole enchilada. It can happen to any of us at any time. So you cultivate your consciousness through meditation. The more silence you can imbibe, the deeper, more profound you will find your life. And it will serve you so well in everything that you do. Thank you for your beautiful question, John. I deeply appreciate it. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm out of here. Go to the website at aspire.org. There's some wonderful TV programs, lots of radio programs, everything there to be of service to you. Have a wonderful weekend. Please forgive me for this one. Namaste.